9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Let's hear from Rob about his latest experience with Prairie Land Partners John Deere.
I'm here in Kansas on a farm that I bought about 5 years ago. I knew I needed a tractor as soon as I moved in. I found the online PLP builder, and there I picked out the size I wanted and the attachments I wanted, so it easily cut my work in half. The customer service at Prairie Land Partners John Deere is A+. I won't go anywhere else.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 28th day of the month of March, 33 degrees on our way to 66. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Sheila Metcalf, one of the event organizers of the 27th annual Spring Fling Bike Show, coming up April the 9th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Sheila, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today. Still got a couple of weeks yet here for the big Spring Fling Bike Show, but I'm assuming that the preparation work is fully on board and fully revved up right now.
Oh, yes, it is. It's been an extremely busy month. Phone calls from all over the state, phone calls from out of state. So it's been wonderful. It really has for the turnout and the process that we're going through. We're hoping it's going to be a good bike show.
Well, I bet it will be. And how fulfilling is it to be able to bring this back? You've been down for a couple of years.
Well, it was really tough. We've had some really wonderful sponsors in this area. They stood beside us and behind us, and so they made the job a lot easier, so I'm very grateful to them.
Well, let's talk about the show details right now. Well, we've mentioned here April 9th. First off, when will the event take place? Where will it take place? And when can people driving their motorcycles show up?
All right. Well, of course, we open up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, April 9th, to let people start bringing in their motorcycles. The night before, we'll be setting it up, and people can actually come in approximately 7 o'clock. It'll be open from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock for vendors that want to come in and set up early, and also people bringing their motorcycles in. We have two food vendors, just a lot of activities. We got kids' activities the CMA is putting on. So it ought to be a lot of fun, a lot of family fun.
Again, the 27th annual Abate of Kansas Spring Fling Bike Show coming up Saturday, April 9th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. It is free admission. Do you have an auction, too?
Yes, we are. It'll probably be closer to the time, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, roughly. That's when we're going to be wrapping up the bike show and giving out the trophies. So we'll do the auction before that, and the trophies will follow shortly after. We ought to have, some good music.
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff. It's hard to even begin to. We've got a lot of great vendors for coming. Some of our standards have been there for years, and then we've got new ones. So promoting their new businesses in the area, so that's exciting also.
Well, it is all about the bike, so a lot of categories will be represented, I assume, Sheila?
Yes, there is. We've got, of course, the stock and the touring classic. We have ladies' classes. We have the Euro-Asian bikes. So all types of motorcycles, Yamahas, Hondas. We want everybody to feel part of our community, because Abate stands for every single motorcycle rider and Can-Am rider. We like to protect those rights, and that is our goal, to protect riders, and we work with the legislature to keep from profiling and illegal stops and just you know, highway regulations, what's dangerous to motorcycles. So that's what our organization is trying to do and to keep maintained throughout the state of Kansas.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. The other thing, too, that's that comes to my mind is that this isn't just a huge deal here for, you know, local, motorcycle enthusiasts or people coming in from a pretty wide range across Kansas, and maybe, I think, in a couple of years past, maybe additional states. But this turns into a fundraiser here for ABATE and different projects that you support.
Yes, it is. This is our major fundraiser for our organization, for our districts. This way, with money that we raise for the bike show, we're able to go out and help families in need. Last year, we were very lucky. We were able to help quite a few children that had cancer. We had some tragedy in a couple of families that we were able to help. Then there were several motorcycle accidents, so we were able to contribute to them. We didn't do our annual benefit ride that we do for, like, one selected individual because of, well, the fallout from the virus. So kind of put a limitation on that. But we worked in other ways. We were able to give a lot to the Shiloh House and provide the families with toys and stuff, which was really wonderful. And we were able to give meals at Thanksgiving for different families. So I feel really blessed.
Well, great work done by ABATE of Kansas and their major fundraiser, and it's a fun event out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds all day, Saturday, April the 9th, the 27th Annual Spring Fling Bike Show. Free admission. Stop on out. There's something for all. Well, Sheila, thanks so much for your time this morning. We'll be in touch.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
All right, you too. Sheila Metcalf with ABATE of Kansas previewing the 27th Annual Spring Fling Bike Show, April 9th.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, well, we are full this week, and we are full next week, and at least a couple are scattered, taken out all the way into late April. So give us a call if you want a mid- or late April Newsmaker segment, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Elena Adams and Kathy Landwehr as we talk about the Emporia State First Generation Doggy Dash, one of the big activities this upcoming Saturday.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairieland Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners John Deere. 728, 33 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and Span Dry Cleaners now offers wash and fold services. Quit letting the laundry pile up and let Spick and Span on West 6 handle the chore with convenient drop-off, fast turnaround, and quality fabric care. Take your laundry to Juliet Spick and Span Dry Cleaners and Shirt Laundry, Emporia's only professional fabric care source, 317 West 6th Avenue in Emporia.
Pratt Industrial, the nation's leading manufacturer of industrial use valves based right here in Emporia and a division of Mueller Water Products, is seeking candidates for quality control and actuation team lead. This person will need to be able to inspect, test, and evaluate.